coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, June 13, 2024. Juneteenth coming up, right? Isn't that a thing now? Juneteenth? I'm very disappointed, by the way. I did not personally, this platform didn't personally make the Ukraine enemies list. Friends like Jack Posobiec, of course, Tracy Beans did make the Ukraine enemies list, which the reason I say I'm disappointed is because I believe we've filled in the blanks with respect to the sewer that is Ukraine, the deep state playground of Ukraine. Am I really disappointed? Not really. Not really. But the fact that one exists, a enemies list exists. Have you heard about this? Eric the Tech, have you heard about this Ukrainian NGO, U.S. Department of State financed enemies list? Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, yeah. There's one out there. I mean, go figure. Jack Posobiec posted on this timeline a letter he got dated June 11th saying, hey, Jack, guess what? You're on this list. This is rather concerning. I guess we'll have to take that off my passport destination. Jack Posobiec will, of course, into the meat grinder, sending young men into the meat grinder that is Ukraine for nothing but personal enrichment is a sin. And all of you morons out there that have the Ukrainian flag in your bio on X or elsewhere, okay, bite me. You're a bunch of imbeciles. Imbeciles by definition. You have no clue of anything. The same with the pro Hamas crap. You've got no clue. You are cannon fodder of the globalists. A lot of things to get into on this Thursday edition of the Hagman Report. Before I do, I want to thank you, supporters. Thank you, sponsors, including something new. I came across this, and I like this. TheHealthyFat.com/Hagman. TheHealthyFat.com/Hagman. You know, it turns out that the key to losing weight, I saw somebody say, about weight gain and doing this and doing that. But this makes sense to me, all right? But when you want to lose weight and keep it off, it's not in the carbs necessarily, or the fat, or even in the probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having a healthy weight, as well as more energy, which is a big thing nowadays, and a long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch that you can flip in your own body to flush out unnecessary calories. And I turn again to Dr. Stephen Gundry, who's calling this caloric bypass. Interesting, because when I watched the video, it made sense to me. And you need to watch this video, folks. See, by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands. Yes, and I'm talking about thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even when you reach the age of 50 and beyond. Not that that includes me. Yeah, okay. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had once had in their youth. And simply address this one key to better health. And again, you've got to watch a video to have it make sense to you and drill down into this, because this is pretty cool. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles. I've got to say, many people have these complaints. Smoother skin, healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Now, Dr. Stephen Gundry, he himself has lost 70 pounds using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone and his health is fantastic, and he feels younger today and healthier today than he did in his 40s. Folks, watch the video. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date. And you can watch and learn more about it at thehealthyfat.com/Hagman. It's linked at the bottom of this video, but he'll teach you exactly how he's kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/Hagman. Please click on the link, watch it, become informed, and you'll thank me later. That's thehealthyfat.com/Hagman. Make sure you have two ends on Hagman. Make sure you click the link in the description box below the video, and there you have it. All right. So this here, we've seen a number of things take place. We've seen the verdict come in on the Hunter Biden gun trial. Three felony counts. Now, the day that this happened, the afternoon this happened, I contacted my good friend and friend of the program, Jack Cashel, best-selling author, and his new book is just fantastic. If you haven't got it yet, do I have a copy of it here? No, it's still, actually, I still have it at home. Ashley, okay. Now, that's the title of the book. Actually, it's full title. Let me just make sure I'm doing this correctly here. Ashley, The Untold Story of the Women of January 6th. If you haven't gotten a copy of this yet, get a copy of it. All right. Because there's more in this book than just the women of January 6th. And he refers to the deep state. And I really, really like this characterization, the Jacobins. If you know the history, of course, that's a convent, and Jack was in studio, or Jack, not in studio, he will be sometime here in the near future. But, you know, that's named after a convent where this group of really deep staters at the time, and you're talking a couple of hundred years ago, met. And the Jacobins are behind really a lot of things. Now, so there's a lot to learn from the book. And again, I highly recommend it. Make it a bestseller, because the information that's in there is far surpasses just the women, but focuses on the women primarily, but it far surpasses just that subject alone. It really is an all-encompassing book. I admire his investigative prowess. I admire his writing skills. But the reason I brought this up is because I did write something. And thank you, Steve Quill, for linking to this. And thank you, folks, for reading this. If you go to HagmanPI.com, in the show notes, by the way, not that it needs to be there, is page, I don't know what it is. Do I even have it in there? Apparently, I didn't put it in there. Well, look at that. Oh, I did, page one. There it is. It's out of order. Folks, you can read this yourself if you go to HagmanPI.com. It's right there. Hunter Biden guilty verdict. The lie of judicial neutrality will become the narrative. Think about that. Because already you have individuals, people, media people saying, well, you know, this just proves that nobody is above the law. Now, this is also submitted for your read. Look, it's only 700 and some odd words. It's a quick read. But you cannot compare Hunter Biden with the weaponization of the legal system against Donald Trump. But yet that's what this is all about. But there's even more to this than that. But this article, I'll just allow me, folks, if you don't mind, to just briefly touch on a few things about this article. And with me, by the way, is Randy Taylor, rt@HagmanPI.com. Should you want to get in touch with Randy, riding shotgun, of course, with me, we're doing this together. But what I wrote was this. I didn't print this out. And by the way, Jack Cashel, and I want to thank him, because he looked at it and said, you know, very well argued. He's an intellectual, to me, he's genius level intellectual writer as well as an investigative journalist. And he does have some great tie-ins with people like Julie Kelly and, yeah, name-dropping, but some of the very people who are involved in the January 6th exposure of what really happened, which we're going to get into as well. Julie Kelly did a great job. The release of the new video about Pelosi puts the National Guard situation directly in her lap. The wheels are coming off of the narrative. But with respect to this article itself, look, the media is going to make this false equivalency between Hunter Biden, the gun charge, and Donald Trump, the weaponization against Donald Trump. There is no parity here whatsoever, and I'm paraphrasing from my own article, no parity with respect to the charges, with respect to the way they came about, and with respect to the intent behind both charges. Dan Bongino, I've got a clip here, and RT and I are going to be talking about this in depth, because there is they are protecting someone. And the first person that you would think that they're attempting to protect with respect to letting Biden take one for the team, the first person you would think that they're protecting is Joseph Robinette Biden. That would be a mistake to think that. They're not. They're not protecting Joseph Robinette Biden. Folks, this is very complex. It's deep. But it shows you the inner workings of the deep state, of the Jacobins, of the people who hate you so much they want you, the listener, the viewer, to go to prison. They want to imprison. They want to kill you, basically. But they also want you in prison if they can't, of course, off you. They want to destroy you and your family. Get this through your head, Steve Quayle. Yesterday, on his Wednesday show, because we had a schedule issue. So he appeared Wednesday. If you didn't watch that, go ahead and watch it. Look, America, I don't think, I don't believe America is coming back to where it once was. I don't believe that to be the case whatsoever. Having said that, can we get to at least some semblance of normalcy? Well, I'm not even sure about that. I intended to read, and I'll do this. I want to read something, a quote, and I want to throw it out to you, the audience, and the listeners of this platform, to tell me who said this. Because, see, the U.S., really quick, and then again, RT will come on. The U.S. has been infiltrated, but it's been a long road to this level of infiltration. We have been infiltrated by communists. And I am telling you, you can go back to almost day one. Almost day one. With respect to the infiltration. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Randy Taylor, let's bring on Randy Taylor, because I want to read a quote, and I'm going to find this quote. I have it on a paper here somewhere. If you look at my studio desk, it's abhorrent. I mean, holy cow, how can you find anything? I can't. That's the problem. But let's bring on Randy Taylor to talk about Randy, who are they protecting? Because if it's not Robinette Biden, that Roomba, that cognitively impaired piece of crap, who are they protecting if it's not Biden?
I would agree with you, though. It's Biden.
It's not Biden. I'm telling you, they're not. I am saying 100% it is not. It is not Joseph Robinette Biden. Who then are they protecting?
How are they protecting him?
Good question. I guess I really didn't set that context up. Yeah,
if you set that out there, I'll give you the answer.
All right. What's the okay? So you've got these really stupid gun charges. Okay.
Yeah.
That they're the only that Hunter Biden had a sweetheart deal with with the prosecutors, that he could have essentially walked, and it only came back because of a push from within the IRS with whistleblowers that, look, we're getting pressure to prosecute this. So they took the low-hanging fruit. As I write in the article, they took the low-hanging fruit of these gun charges. This would be like somebody walking into a police station saying, yeah, I robbed a bank. Okay. And the cops saying, okay, you robbed the bank, but you also double parked when you were robbing the bank. So we are going to charge you with double parking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then kind of, you know, the robbing the bank, well, that's really not part of our charges. So we're going to charge you with double parking and then go after that. So in that case, but this also, there's also a trial set for September 5th, I believe, for tax violations and violations of the Foreign Agent Registration Act, or FARA. So about that now, that has to do with selling influence. So stop and think for a second. When Biden was vice president, Hunter was selling influence to the Chinese, to the Ukrainians.
Right.
But whose influence was he selling?
Well, I'll give you a hint. His father's obviously
Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, Obama,
right, because he was in office at the time.
Right.
So, I think he was selling the illusion of influence with Barack Hussein Obama. I don't know that Obama, look, Obama was not, he's not a stupid person. He's a smart man.
Right.
Okay. As most evil men are. But he wouldn't give a free hand to Joe Biden, or I'm sorry, Hunter Biden. He wouldn't give a free hand to him because I would obviously know the guy's on drugs. He's a screwball. He's got charges. You know what I'm saying? Too loose of a cannon to send him as the messenger and arrange business dealings like that. Unless it was going to be solely that the money comes through Dad, Joe Biden, and then is transferred one way or another to Barack Hussein Obama.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I wouldn't trust Hunter Biden with money to go to Dairy Queen and get us all ice cream. Truthfully. Are you there?
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
I keep hearing this weird noise in the mic, like a thump, 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 thump. That's us curse.
Stop the hammering.
No, Lord knows, you're just trying to connect and get email to use the links to connect every day now. It's getting to be, it's weird. It's like it's being blocked. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
And what you said about this whole thing with Hunter Biden is kind of a sacrificial lamb at this point because of the Trump legal issues. If Trump wasn't up on trail for anything, this whole Hunter Biden thing would have got swept right under the carpet. Nobody would have heard anything. It would have been boom, 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 gone. They're using him as a fake martyr, okay, so that they can try and level as much against Trump as possible and say, no, it's an equal justice system. It's equal. Look, the president's son, we went after him too.
When the parody is not, I mean, there is no parody with this judicial process. The Hunter Biden case.
Except the illusion they're trying to sell.
Exactly. Exactly.
To your average CNN fan, okay, who doesn't dig into anything, goes, oh my God, they sent Hunter Biden to jail. You know what I mean? That's all they see.
Well, okay.
If you start digging, though, the whole trial is crap. He's not going to see a day of jail.
No. And the thing is, I don't want this to be painful to the listeners and viewers when they.
We're trying to simplify it, but it's still very complex.
It is, and this does involve the legal lawfare or the lawfare against Steve Bannon. It involves Navarro, the executive privilege issue, the immunity issue. But by the way, that pay attention to this immunity issue with SCOTUS, because for 250 years, 48 years, whatever, we have had this implied immunity. That doesn't give the president the right to go out and kill somebody on the middle of the White House lawn. But what it does,
unless you're Dick Cheney, you can shoot people on the White House lawn.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you want to go hunting?
Dick Cheney. That's the guy.
Dick Cheney invited me hunting. Quail on.
Are your affairs in order?
Yeah, really. Yeah, blow his face or get my face blown off. So to clarify this, I suppose, why don't we go to clip one, source video one, cut A. This is the setup by Dan Bongino, because he does know. And
what they're selling is the illusion of the same treatment that President Trump's getting. They're selling the illusion that that's what they're doing to Hunter.
Exactly.
This is just another circle jerk by the U.S. government.
Right.
Where does that Merrick think that he doesn't have to report to a congressional inquiry or a subpoena?
Oh yeah,
but they stick Bannon in jail for it.
Or going to? Yes.
Why does that little bastard think he's going to just walk around?
But see, that's so in your face, brother. It is so in our faces.
Yes. Yes. And the thing is, we really, without a violent aspect, we're getting to the point we have no recourse in this country, because every avenue that we were always taught since we were little kids to use, seeking justice, using the justice system, getting a fair trial, is all bullshit. So 100%. What have you left the common man as a tool? What recourse does Joe Smith have? What recourse does Leslie Smith have? None. Unless
the cartridge box. And according to Joe Biden, our 200 shell capacity magazines.
Oh, yeah. We've sold those all day long.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw them at garage sales. I have so many.
Yeah. Actually, I've got a truckload of AR 14. 14. 5.56 rounds. Again, Biden.
This is all distraction and wasting time before an election. Believe me, something big is coming. This is all white. This is whitewash.
Okay, now that we got to compartmentalize for the people out there. If you think like I think, which I feel sad for you if you do, because but the way my mind works, okay, like I try to isolate, categorize, and compartmentalize certain things,
which is a godsend.
Sometimes.
Always.
Sometimes the switches get stuck, and anyway. just ask my wife. Okay, so Bongino, out of all the people, again, I went through, I don't know, probably 20, maybe 18, 20 different reports on Biden and how this plays into the bigger picture. And again, I came back to Bongino really being able to lay this out in a fashion which I understood. So I'm going to share this with you and RT after this is over. It's about 2 minutes, not quite 2 minutes long. Tell me what you think, because there's two cuts from this or three cuts from this show. It was from yesterday that need focused. So this is cut A in the show notes at HagmanPI.com under the program thing for today. This is cut A, and it's about less than 2 minutes. Here it is.
Folks, this could be a huge trap. Operation Protect Barack Obama is on. I want you to think about something. This gun case, candidly, folks, was bullshit. No one deserves any kind of award for this. This isn't justice was done. There's no justice was done here. Do you realize they sat on this gun case with Hunter Biden convicted yesterday? Guilty on all charges. Do you understand yesterday him trying to obtain a gun illegally by lying on the form? That they sat on this case since 2018. They did nothing. That's not justice, okay? Hunter Biden was then offered a sweetheart deal. I mean, an absolutely impeccable plea deal. In my time as a federal agent, I've never seen. Again, not justice. He was being taken care of. They were rubbing his back, and you better be careful with his back. And then the only thing, so we don't rewrite history, that stopped this sweetheart deal and this case from disappearing into the Phantom Zone, the Superman 2 Phantom Zone, was a bunch of IRS whistleblowers. Whistleblowers came out and said, hey, man, we're getting pressured to make this thing go away. And then all of a sudden, Merrick Garland, realizing he was boxed into a corner because the whistleblowers boxed him in one, said, I'm going to appoint a special counsel. Please let's stop pretending any of this was justice. I don't want to hear it. I predicted yesterday on the radio show when we finally got to it, the Hunter Biden guilty verdict yesterday, I predicted that these left-wing a-holes who are running the police state were now going to say, oh, look, everything we did to Donald Trump is okay now because Hunter Biden was convicted too. No, no, no. That doesn't reset anything. They're two separate, distinct matters. And what happened to Hunter Biden, as I just said, was not justice at all. But you know all that. Here's the angle almost everyone out there is missing. You P1 listener to the show, do you remember over the last couple of years we were talking about the only case that matters in the Biden crime family is this Tax Farrah case, which is coming up September 5th. Folks.
Okay. That's going to be the next cut. So did you, RT, was that pretty clear? I thought that was pretty clear.
The case of Donald Trump and Hunter Biden are two different cases, and they're using what they're doing to Hunter Biden as a whitewash to keep slamming Trump, to try and explain away everything they've been doing to Trump, what they plan on doing to Trump. They're not done with them yet.
Okay.
But they're two different levels. They're two different. They're not even close to the same thing.
Now you're exactly right. That was the one angle I addressed Hunter, with my column. Go ahead.
With Hunter, they're downplaying it in every aspect, okay, as far as punishment, trust me. But with Trump, they're upplaying it. They took misdemeanors and turned them into felonies. They created crimes.
In the meantime, you've got that piece of crap, Bragg, that fat piece of crap, okay, who stands
Sorry,
for justice.
Folks.
What he took on the roster of felonies in the state of New York, he took 53 of those, made them misdemeanors in terms of his prosecution in the five boroughs of New York. And now for Trump, he elevated misdemeanors into felonies, a complete opposite of what he would do to anyone else.
Yes.
So with Biden, the case against Biden, this gun case, this is akin to somebody walking in with a banker's box full of absolute direct evidence, laying it down on a DA's desk and saying, hey, here's a case you could prosecute and walk away and win. Okay. And that's exactly what it was. It was we used to call them lay down cases. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No effort required her to lay down.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's doing sales too.
Yeah. So now, okay. But there's a more sinister part to this. And this is cut B. And this is a little longer clip. In fact, some of it might have been caught in clip A, but no worries. Let's go back and we'll do cut B. Show the more sinister aspect of this. This is cut B from the same source video, 1 Hagman PI show notes. Here it is.
Let me just put the bottom line up front, and then I'll explain to you with the deets and receipts, babes, right now, coming up, straight out. The tax case is the only case that matters. Because it implicates Biden and Obama. The gun case don't mean shit. It doesn't mean anything. He's not going to do any jail time. It doesn't mean anything. The gun charge means nothing. So bluff, B-L-U-F, bottom line up front. Now that they've got this guilty verdict, I can almost guarantee you moving forward that they are going to go super easy on this Farrah tax case. And they're going to say, hey, man, he's already got, you know, he's already got this other charge. Maybe we should just plead this thing out. Farrah. What's Farrah? If you went in the chat early, I was in there. Foreign Agent Registration Act. The Biden team was paid by foreign governments. That's not in dispute. They never registered as lobbyists. That's a violation of the law. Who were they lobbying? Joe Biden, right? No, no. Joe Biden and his team were lobbying the president, Barack Obama. That's why they want this case to go away, man. This is a huge trap. Thank you. Foreign Agent Registration Act. Imposes public disclosure obligations on persons representing foreign interests. Did you just use Wikipedia? You guys are totally banned from the show forever. You just violated like the key rule of the radio. Did you just use Wikipedia? Now you know it's fake. It's not a real thing. In one case, I'll let it stand. Foreign Agent Registration Act. He was supposed to register. Do you understand? Foreign governments were paying the Biden crime family, right? The big guy and everyone else, because they wanted influence in the United States inside the Obama White House. They're going to make this case totally go away. You think they want Joe Biden and Obama on the stand? Hey, China paid a bunch of money to Biden. Did you guys make any decisions, pro-China decisions, because of that? Nobody's talking about this at all. It's amazing. Outside of one person, Catherine Herridge, she's been talking about this forever. Matter of fact, we've cited her work with regards to FARA, Foreign Agent Registration Act, probably 10, 15 times. She notes the backbone of the special counsel case with Hunter Biden was the laptop. The pending California tax case poses significant legal jeopardy for Hunter and immediate family. Yes, Catherine, that she's the best because the indictment calls Hunter a lobbyist. If you're a lobbyist, keep that up for a foreign government, you have to disclose it. They did not. It also references Ukraine and China, strongly suggests investigators are exploring potential FARA violations. Here we go. Finally, someone gets it. There it is right there in the allegations, calling him a lobbyist. We've been warning you guys and ladies about this for years, man. Who are they protecting? They're protecting Obama. Yes, Biden to an extent too. But you have to remember, Barack Obama was the president. Joe Biden was the VP. He had no decision-making authority whatsoever. He's the president of the Senate and the vice president. He's not the president. When he was in the White House and Hunter was engaged in these shenanigans, his dad was the VP. What the hell were they saying to Obama? Folks, this could be one of the biggest scandals in American history. You got January 6th, Spygate, collusion, and now you've got this influence peddling scheme. Don't be surprised at all if they try to make this thing go away. The gun case is just a It's the surface patina level bullshit.
Okay, right there. So, does that make sense?
It may also explain why we were all looking at each other 2 months ago wondering, why the hell is Obama traveling around the world talking to all these heads of state just out of the blue?
That's a good point as well.
Well, I mean, do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah,
and that
may explain some of that, you know, like prepping them on what's going on and letting them know, because there's probably some, you know, there's two people to a transaction. So it'd be, you know, Hunter. And then who was it? There may be more countries involved than just Ukraine and China. That's the point I guess I'm trying to make here.
So, well, speaking of that, okay.
So that would explain why Obama was out talking to heads of state, just out of the blue. We didn't know why the hell he was on the road.
But, okay, now you made a couple of great points there. it has come out that $20 million was transferred from China, I believe Russia, a couple of other countries, including Ukraine, $20 million into the bank accounts of the Biden family members, not directly to Joe. That came through shell companies to Joe Biden. What did that money, aside from the personal enrichment of the Biden family, that bought the access, not as president currently, but as vice president to Obama previous? That's what that money was really for, was for influence operations of Obama, specifically with China, Ukraine. I believe even Iran was in there. The list is somewhere. But there's that. Go ahead.
And they would also be able to sell future Obama influence or Biden influence to Obama, you know, Biden being in office, because they knew they were going to cheat in the election and make sure he got elected.
Exactly. Yes.
So they were able to actually sell that, like selling futures, you know. That's what they did, and they were safe doing it. That's why Obama felt safe sitting, or not Obama, Biden felt safe sitting in his basement at home and not campaigning, which I guess is the secret formula on how to win. But they knew then that they were going to cheat Biden into office. So it's like, all right, of course they write $20 million checks. It gives them how many years of influence now? We don't even know all this. We don't even know how much money was transacted.
No,
if you really started digging, if we really had access, I mean, we had unfettered access, I'll bet you we could cough up a whole lot more, Doug.
Well, Julie Kelly has been doing a lot of looking. There have been some great investigative journalists, and that's why all of a sudden, out of the blue, you see this Ukrainian enemies list now pop up. That, again, is directly attached to the U.S. Department of State. But the origin of this enemies list comes from a Ukrainian NGO that's tied at the hip with the U.S. Department of State. But if you go back in time when this access and influence was being sold, when Biden was VP, you're looking at not just his hubris with respect to the firing of Poroshenko, but the Maidan revolution with Victoria Nuland and other State Department officials. And I would also include in that realm of people Hillary Rodham Clinton. So through this era, you're looking at the wheels coming off the bus, at least in the American people, those who are paying attention, that this is an indictment of Obama, of Clinton, of John Brennan, and many other people, especially the State Department as well as the IC back during the Obama term.
Oh, and you know Podesta is right in there in that.
Podesta as well, yes. And speaking of the IC, many of the 51 individuals that claimed the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation are dragged into this case as well. That's something that Bongino didn't note, but others are looking at as well. So,
well, and everybody that was made a gospel because of all these people, you know, former chiefs and all that, saying, "Oh, this is exactly what this is," and people bought it back then.
Yeah,
and now years later, it really doesn't matter to anybody. Because they weren't paying attention the first time.
Sadly, you know? Yes. Sadly, yes. And I came across in my research a phrase called opinion subversion. Okay, which was created by J. Edgar Hoover, who was much maligned during the anti-communist period in the U.S. You might think, oh, he was a cross-dressing transvestite, you know,
no.
A pervert, right? No. This is a way to get at people who are...
He was the master at psychological operations.
Yes, he was.
And when he died, no one knows exactly what happened to the Hoover files. I think personally, that they fell into the hands of Bush Sr., I personally think. And then, because Bush Sr. and Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill and Obama, they weren't the enemies they tried to appear as in public. These guys were pals. They drank together, ate dinner together, smoked cigars together. Don't buy
into it. Went to Epstein Island together.
These are all globalist tools.
Yeah.
It's all a dog and pony show. That's why they hate Trump. And you know that Trump's the real deal, or they wouldn't be persecuting this man. That's what tells you that Trump's the good guy because of all the crap he's taking. If he was one of them, this wouldn't be going on.
That's very true.
And that's absolute proof. That's proof.
Well,
that's all the proof I need.
Okay, so now, if you follow that, folks, if you're investigating a crime, and many out there love to take a look at unsolved crimes and see what they can do. This to me is like an unsolved homicide.
Yep.
That you follow the bouncing ball, follow the evidence, and in following the evidence, when you look at when President Trump descended the stairs, the escalator, to announce his candidacy, they knew, the intelligence community knew, that he posed a threat to the continuation of this takeover. Yes. Right? Okay. Yep. So, but that takeover was in progress decades before that dissension of Donald Trump down the escalator. Okay. So you've got to weave into the pieces of evidence the previous, even if it goes back 40 years.
Yep.
Okay. The context and the basis for the criminal activity by the deep state now, right? Does that track with you?
Absolutely. And folks, what Doug's saying here too is, don't think that this is all on the left. The left aren't the only bad guys in this horrible story.
Very much.
Okay. The right is the bad guys too. George Bush Sr., even before him.
You know,
the filth, the rest of it is for our amusement.
Yeah.
And so they can pull it off. Right now, currently, up north in Canada, they're doing the same thing with that Pierre Poilievre guy, okay, against Justin Trudeau. Let me tell you something. The more you dig, Pierre Poilievre is a plant. He is one of them. He was groomed by Stephen Harper, the last prime minister, which everybody's like, oh, Stephen Harper, Stephen Harper, Stephen Harper. But you want to know what? Stephen Harper loved the World Economics Forum. Loved it. Was a member. Was a hung with Klaus Schwab. I'm not talking about just attending conferences. I mean, he was over there with Klaus Schwab. He is as bad as anybody else. He's like Bill Gates in evil. Okay. But he wears a nice suit and he talks like he's a conservative. Okay, Stephen Harper was a liar too. People, when you start digging, we ain't got no friends. We ain't got nobody that's really on our side. Except, what I can say today, Donald Trump. And you see how well they're treating him. We're in Canada. I am so worried. I'm telling my up there in Canada, I'm telling folks, you're going to have to get out of there. Okay, because it's going to be, if Trump doesn't get in office, Canada will go communist. They don't have any elections planned until next year, 2025. Trump, if he's in office, I guarantee he's going to deal with that little piece of crap, Justin Trudeau. I guarantee he's going to send the boy home with a sore ass from having it beat.
That's right.
And Trump's not going to have a communist country bordered next to the nation that he loves.
And bear in mind,
he's not going to have it. He's not going to allow it.
And also, we must keep this alive, I believe. Look, Justin Trudeau, is, and I can say this with a very good high degree of certainty, is the illegitimate child of Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no mistake on that. I'll tell you right now, there's no mistake. He's identical.
Yes.
Not only in his physique, in his methodology.
That's
I worry. I have family, dear family, living in Canada, and I'm scared for them. I'm scared that one day I'm going to go across that border and somebody's going to try and bag me, coming or going one, U.S. or Canada, somebody. But that's why I have this flag up here. Okay, I got family there. Okay, my wife is from there. Yeah.
We have to protect all of the innocents.
That's absolutely, that's our job. That's what the Lord has commanded us. I'm telling you, okay? I'm not looking at anything like I was looking at this whole mess 6 months ago. It's getting in my face now. And I've had some serious, serious evenings sitting here formulating things in my mind because I know what's coming. I know what's coming. And then a physical thing, I'm at a disadvantage, but the physical part I can do and make it happen. It's all the other processes that aren't physical that I've got to worry about. You know, things are a mess. A mess.
So,
okay. A mess. And I have people that I love that are sitting there.
Now, this is a globalist problem. Now, what we're seeing take place, though, on the other hand, you're seeing the European Union fracturing. You're seeing Europe, the people of Europe, to make this to show how global this is, exposing the very same issues that we're exposing in the U.S. over in Europe, which says a lot about the macaroni guy, you know, Macron, his ultimate populist defeat. So populism is overtaking this globalism right now.
Yes.
And
yes,
that everything that we're seeing take place today is because populism or America First. By the way, America First, if you go back in history, the Kennedy-Johnson administration assailed the America First. And yes, there was an America First movement back in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, by way of the John Birch Society. They assailed anyone saying, well, wait a second, there's communist infiltration. No, our threats are from without. So the reason I bring that up again is in this context is because this is a fight that has been going on now for 100 years, but for the last 60, it is
heavily the last 60 where you could actually point it out very easily.
Exactly.
And any events in history, Doug is absolutely right on that. We know it goes back further because there had to be the conception of all this prior to putting it in action.
Exactly. And to the people who want to study history, I'm telling you, go back to the if you want to pick it up at Eisenhower, you want to pick it up at Kennedy, go back to what Goldwater was saying, go back to this other people. And I say this because people, you and I, we speak about the people who are really don't do a whole lot to advance the populist narrative, or they just kind of sit back, right? And they're like, okay, well, you know, we just have to go to work, do this and do that.
Yeah, freeloading.
Right. You know, I, again, when people see, if people can only see how far and deeply ingrained this is, if you go back to the Korean War, do you know there were 7,000 servicemen that were captured by the North Koreans or Red Chinese during the Korean War? Do you know how many documented attempted escapes of the POWs there were during the Korean War? Any idea? zero. No documentation of POWs attempting to escape captivity during the Korean War. Think about that for a second. Contrast that to World War II, where that was the fighting enemy lines. Okay, so what happened between the 45, the end of World War II, and the Korean War to develop this complacency among our fighting men? You talk about today, the transgender crap, okay? But go back in history. Why do I bring this up? Because this has been a long-standing assault on anyone who is raising the populist flag, the America First flag. Go ahead.
No, I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. This has been in action for a long time. And you can actually go back, and we've talked about them on the air. We've written articles about this. You know, there's one article floating around on the site there, and we actually go in and name specific events that we can safely say the globalists were behind it. This globalism has been going on. I can actually go back probably on paper and go all the way back to the assassination of the guy that really got World War I started.
Yeah.
Really, you can really go back. You can go back to that on paper probably pretty easily. Put it this way. An hour in a history class in a high school with some decent, smart kids, you could probably lay it out all the way back to that.
This goes very quickly. I'll just interject this. This goes to the failure of our, not the failure, but the intentional destruction of our educational system.
Yes.
Where none of this is taught.
Yeah.
The education system.
Yeah. And the other thing that scares me is suddenly within the last decade, not only were they going after where we knew they were attacking in university, they're now in the K-12. They're operating against the K-1-12.
There it is.
They're in the grade schools and in the high schools. That wasn't such a big deal 12 years ago. It really wasn't happening. Your kids really didn't get brainwashed until they got to university. And the Ivy League schools were the worst. The absolute worst. Okay.
Amen to that.
Now they're kidding the kids with this ideology, when I say ideology, I'm not talking about how Hitler, I'm talking about everything, manipulation of the mind. Look at what they've done to the children. Okay. With the lockdowns, what they did with this gender identities. What a horrible, horrible attack method. But when you start getting kids to start questioning everything, including how God made them, they'll question anything at that point. If you can teach them that, stop and think about that, the power of what these people planned. It's horrible. It's horrible what they've done to the children. They have the children questioning what God has done. That's wicked. It is. That is Satan firsthand in your face. We're talking about, what would we call that? Cradle to grave, Doug? Yeah. Not the old methodology. Cradle to grave, sure. Brainwashing. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because they weren't moving it fast enough, I guess, with the universities. They now have gone in K-12. This wasn't going on when I was a kid in school. I never went to university or college, went in the military. So I could safely say that, 40 years ago, this wasn't even going on in K-12. Trust me, communism was the bad guys. Boom, boom, boom. End of story. But it stayed like that. But in the last decade, and I would go a little further and maybe go the last 12 years from what I've seen. And the only reason I'm aware of it is because I had a kid in that age range in the schools coming home and asking me questions that floored me. Yeah. This has been what Doug said at the very beginning of the show. We've been invaded. We have been invaded without a shot fired. Wow.
We are, America is right now a captured operation.
Yes.
And you know, with all due respect to the people out there, my flag, my American flag, outside my home is flying upside down. And I'll tell you something, okay? If that offends people as we approach Flag Day, I don't care. Because we are a nation in distress. We are a captured operation. And if people don't see that, then you're blind or you're complicit or both. Yeah. I don't know.
We right now are the resistance.
Yes, we are.
Stop and think about that. Did you ever think in your lifetime in the United States of America that we would be the resistance? What is going on here? We're the resistance in the United States? Oh, my Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this has gone on too long. And here's the thing. We could say, oh, you know what? Next year, don't count on next year anything.
Exactly. Thank you.
This is where everybody keeps pushing that date when we need to kick the globalist asses. Oh, let's shove it out another month. And we've been doing that for years. I'm guilty of it, too.
Well, we all are.
Collectively. But we keep going, oh, well, maybe they'll do something next month or, you know, that'll really piss us off and somebody will start it and by golly, I'll jump into it then. And don't, if you're an honest person, what I just said, you won't get none.
All right.
If you're an honest person.
Exactly.
Be honest with yourself. Today's the day.
And it's up to me. It's up to us. We've got to do this. All right. Now, before we close out the trap that has been laid with Hunter Biden, his prosecution, I do have one more Bongino clip that I think is important for this. But before we get to that, I do want to tell everyone out there again, thank you for your support. And, you know, I have a device that I use in my office, in my home, in my studio. It's a little device that plugs into the wall, don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Right now, you can get 66% off by clicking. Yeah, go ahead and click the link in the description box. You know, 34 million households right now reported difficulty in paying their energy bills or keeping their houses. They've been keeping their houses, for example, at unsafe temperatures, whether it's hot or cold, to lower their costs of power. Power bills have been rising nationwide for many cities. They've increased almost 30%, but some more and some locally even more than that. So the power companies and their shareholders, they're showing no signs of lowering prices, which is why I'm lowering my energy bills. I've felt the difference, all right? And it depends, okay, because the studio sucks a lot of power. I've really noticed a lot of power savings at my home, and all I did was go to don'twastepower.com. I picked up three of these devices for my home, a couple more for my office, and two for my studio. Two for my office and a couple more for my studio, to make it clear. But this device, it plugs into my home's wall outlet and helps stop my house, the appliances there, from wasting unnecessary energy, reducing my electrical usage, and supports a consistent and safe flow of electricity throughout my home and much more. So the average cost savings in the first month alone, it proved to me, and it will prove to you, that this is one of the best purchases you can make I've made all year and you can make. Please, folks, visit don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com, or simply click the link in the description box below to get the nation's leading way to lower energy bills, up to 66% off and free express shipping. Hey, get it today. I don't know if it'll get there by Father's Day this Sunday, but who knows? But regardless, it doesn't matter because you still need it, and it's going to work throughout the year and years to come. It offers, again, 66% off and free express shipping. And there are several other bonuses with every order completely for free. That's don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. All right, Randy Taylor's with me. A lot of great information being shared, some historical, some current, some tying in of both. He's got his eyes as well as to the country up north, Canada, as well as overseas. We've got our eyes collectively here in the U.S. Things are happening. But to close out the Hunter Biden trap that is being laid for all of us, one last clip from the source video one in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. This is Dan Bongino, and this is cut three. And then on the other side, cut C, I'm sorry. This will be a little bit longer, but it'll kind of tie things up, I think. And you may have some of it may have bled into some of cut B might have bled into cut C, but it really doesn't matter. Here's cut C. Listen to it and take it to heart. Cut C.
These are going to try to take the edge off the legal warfare against Donald Trump. They're going to say, oh, you see, this is all justice now. And everything that happened to Donald Trump is on the up and up, even though they were fake charges for a fake crime. Because, look, Hunter Biden was convicted despite them sitting on the case since 2018 and Hunter Biden's team turning down a plea deal. Unbelievably, this guy is a contributor on a mainstream left wing cable network, Andy Weissman. This guy was freaking chin level deep, eye level deep in Spygate and the collusion hoax. This guy is scum, human garbage. He is a piece of human waste. Here he is on MSNBC doing exactly what I said was going to happen, using the Hunter Biden verdict, which couldn't have been any clearer, to discredit us from warning about the police state on Donald Trump. Check this out.
The son of the sitting president was pretty quickly tried. He was given due process and he was found guilty. And you have the current president, the father of the defendant, making it absolutely clear that he is not pardoning him, that he could have ordered at any time his Justice Department to get rid of this case. He did not do that. He has said that he is not planning on pardoning him as well. And I really think that if you look at this case, what is the big picture here? It's not a drug addict who possessed a gun for 2 weeks. It is that you have a president of the United States who is living embodiment of the rule of law, even with respect to his only living son. And you can contrast that to the former president's denigration of the rule of law every single time he is found either guilty in a criminal case or liable in a civil case, including sexual assault and fraud.
Folks, I don't believe any of this. Let me give you a little trajectory here of what could happen. I don't say it's going to, I can't predict the future, but what could possibly happen? Okay. I don't trust this justice system as far as I could throw it at this point. It is totally corrupted. It is not redeemable at this point. Okay. It is a freaking train wreck. If Hunter Biden is facing any serious jail time, I don't think he's going to, but if he is, I would not be the least bit surprised to see Hunter Biden's legal team, follow me, start to implicitly, if not explicitly, threaten the White House and say, listen, Papa Joe, oh, he loves his son. Get them out of here. You better pardon Hunter, because if you don't pardon Hunter, Hunter's going to spill the beans on the Biden crime family. You understand? Hunter's holding all the cards here. I know it sounds crazy. Trust me, brothers and sisters, it's not. There's only one person bent over a barrel, and it ain't Hunter Biden. He's got the ultimate Trump card, no pun intended. He's got his dad's pardon. These are federal charges. They're not state charges. Trump can't pardon himself because they're state charges. That was tactically planned. You're not going to get this anywhere else, I promise you. Hunter has his dad over a barrel. If anything serious happens to Hunter, do you get the balance here? A sentencing of jail time? If the September 5th case gets hairy, Hunter Biden gets to go to his dad through the legal team, if not directly, and say, hey, dad, this tax lobbyist case goes down September 5th, or I get sentenced to jail on the gun case. You know, we're going to have to call you to the stand, right? You think you really believe Joe Biden's going to stick to his word then and not pardon his kid? Are you kidding me? You think he's going to take that legal liability on? You don't think Team Obama, that knows they'll be liable to be called in? Hey, China gave all this money. You guys made this decision about China. Was this related? You think Team Obama is going to take that chance and ruin his, quote, the Obama legacy? What are you, crazy? Joe Biden has no choice but to pardon this guy. The only way out is, and this is another avenue, is he gets no jail time, which is likely. He's probably not going to get any jail time on this gun charge. And then it's a September 5th thing, the trial over the tax Farrah lobbyist stuff. They give him a pass and a plea. Folks, Joe Biden and Obama are in a world of trouble. And I just wish more people would pick up on this angle. The lobbyist thing is in the indictment for a freaking reason. Who the hell was Hunter Biden lobbying? Oh, the White House. His dad was in. Run by Barack Obama. It's not an accident, man. Don't believe this. I'm not pardoning my kid thing. If this gets hairy, it's going to happen. And as predicted, here we go. Axios, Mike Allen. I mean, this thing's getting so left wing, it's embarrassing. Axios PM. Democrats are hammering the idea that the verdict shows no one is above the law, not the president's son and not a former president either. I told you, man, like, this is exactly what they wanted. They wanted Hunter Biden to be convicted. Folks, they did. Man, I wish we would have cut this. That was my mistake. Was it last week or something? I did a whole segment on this. That the worst thing that could have happened to the Democrats would be for Hunter Biden to get off. Read Political Playbook this morning. They're even acknowledging it. It's the worst thing that could have happened. Because now the Democrats get to go out there and they're unquestionably communist Soviet lawfare against Donald Trump, which has nothing to do with this Hunter case, which was still an abomination of justice. Now the Democrats can say, hey, look, our guy was convicted too, so it's all fair. Let's get back to normal. No, no, it's not fair. I mean, think about this. It's like you walk up to a guy in the street and you cut his arm off with a chainsaw. He takes out a nail clipper and scratches you on the face. It's not fair. It's not quid pro quo. It's not like, hey, man, you got me. I got you, all even now, bro. That's not the way this works. The Democrats have engaged in tactically asymmetric warfare. They've given the double-barreled middle finger to the, quote, justice system. They're trying to imprison the main political rival and future president right now, while their guy, who unquestionably committed this crime, is now convicted of it. It's not alleged anymore. He's been through the justice system, was offered a sweetheart deal, didn't take it. They sat on a case, and it took a freaking bunch of whistleblowers to get this guy in court.
And there it is. Summed up nicely, I think. Randy Taylor, your thoughts on this, because this case bleeds into the entirety of the deep state takeover of the U.S. and exposes, you know, everything.
One of the things that right now, both trials are between the courtroom and what the sentencing is going to be, people need to really focus on, and this is what we need to push, okay, is the instructions that were given to the Trump jury, okay? Because if you look closely at those, and if we focused on those, it would show the worst part of the trial. It would show why the trial, no matter what they claim with Hunter, they're going to come back and say, this whole thing that Bongino's talking about, they're going to come back and say, look, he was in trouble. Look, he's going to get convicted. Look. If we really look, one of our best defenses is so that the average Joe can understand what the hell happened there, okay, is the rules for conviction that were given to the jury about slicing it up, and if four of you can find this, and blah, blah. Not, you know, go to the jury room, guilty or not guilty. It was guilty no matter what, because here's the rules.
Exactly.
And that's something we should look at, you and I, and get it out to the audience. And maybe just a copy of that site.
To your point, though, okay, so people really get the gist of this. The charges against President Trump, now we're talking about the Trump trial in Manhattan. The charges there, they
are
fake. They're fake indeed. But they were not known. In fact, it's still murky, but they were not known until the charging of the jury, which is never done, ever.
Thank you.
Okay, ever.
It wasn't until the rules were laid down to the jury that those charges actually took any form.
Right. And there were three. And in the case, never, ever in the history of the United States has a judge said, you don't have to agree on unanimously on each charge. No.
Yes.
You've got to agree unanimously that one of the three, you have to agree. If four of you agree on charge one, four on charge two, and four on charge three, then it's the equivalent of the entirety being unanimous.
And that is bullshit.
Absolutely.
Okay, that is absolute crap. And the thing is, if the focus was put on that, it would show that, because without those special instructions, Trump could have left that day, went home, and this was over.
Yes.
Think about it. If those horseshit instructions had not been given to the jury, this would be a different. It would be a different tune being played today. Trump would. This would already be done. This would be over. They made it to where, no matter what, anybody flipping a nickel was going to get it in the cup.
Exactly. Good.
No matter what, they could do it backwards over their shoulder to still hit the cup.
Yep.
Because the judge made it possible. He didn't make it just possible. He insured it. That rat bastard insured it. That judge needs to be dealt with. I hope that there's some legal body person. I hope that when this goes in front of the Supreme Court, that he is humiliated. That's what I pray. Lord, it's a last resort. Is that Supreme Court? And you know, admonishing Mr. Trump. I mean, making just calling that judge out. And really, he needs to be yanked off the bench.
Well, two separate issues. I agree to the nullification of the verdict, but there has to be punishment for Merchant as well as his family, and there has to be punishment. And this is the other thing too. There has to be punishment on the people pushing this fraud, this narrative, whether it's the media or
it's just as
bad. Just as bad, the Justice Department, which...
This is from the globalists. He's operating on globalist instructions, although they may not be directly from a globalist and recognized as such. Trust me, the word was put out to this clown, and he's following orders. They said, do whatever you want. No. You're not going to be in any special circumstances or anything, you know, where you're... you can't do something because it's not fair. It's... what's the word? Help me here.
Prejudicial? I mean, I don't know.
No. Where you disqualify yourself. Anyway.
Okay.
The word just totally escapes me.
Okay.
You know, well,
recusal.
But the reason for recusal, what's that word?
The reason, a conflict of interest.
Yeah, conflict of interest. Thank you. That's the term I was looking for.
Okay, I got you.
Sometimes my mind goes blank on...
It was my issue because I wasn't tracking you on this, but I got you. But
seriously, without those instructions, there would be no charges.
But hell, you've got a metric ton of violations by Merchant and by the prosecution that predate or in time. I mean, from the way Merchant treated the witnesses, the fact that Merchant would not let a guy for the exact violation they were charging President Trump on, a witness from the Federal Elections Commission to be an expert witness, Merchant said, no, you're not going to bring him on. The door was open for that to be brought in. And they would.
So what do we do, Doug?
Well, what do we do?
We're the citizens now. You've just stripped the entire legal system away from us. Any sense of fairness, anything that even remotely was fair, you have removed.
Well, let me toss one other thing in there to you. Okay, because you asked a question, and it's important. A lot of people are saying, what do we do? Let me toss something else in here. Okay, so you referenced the trial against President Trump, which was a bogus bullshit trial. Mm-hmm. You've got now you've got in the wings on deck. You've got the upcoming prison sentence for Steve Bannon, okay, for the very same reasons that Merrick Garland, Steve Bannon said, look, I'll testify, I'll provide you, you know, I'll honor the subpoena if you release me from, or if President Trump releases me from the executive privilege, which did not happen. So, whereas Garland is refusing to turn over an audio tape of an interview of a cognitively impaired, cognitively impaired criminal, and he's being held in contempt as well. So they should send the sergeant of arms out to Congress should, to arrest Garland.
No, but, SWAT team.
Right. Now, you ask, but even more important, I mean, equally important, I should say, I got some information that may give you some enlightenment. I cannot tell you where I got this information from, but I would put my reputation on the line for it.
Okay.
The jury in the Hunter Biden, not Donald Trump, but the Hunter Biden case. Remember how that went, right? They broke for the day, came back, and finished deliberations, I think 3 hours and 10 minutes in total, okay, against Biden. When they broke, and this goes to your question, what do we need to do now? Because this is going to, in my view, this will provide insight into outside exterior influences. When they broke for the day, according to the source I got, and I wish I could tell you, but I can't tell you who told me this, it was 6-6, 6 to indict, 6 to release, not guilty, okay, against Hunter Biden. The jury goes home. They get back the next day. All of a sudden, it was 11-1 in favor of indictment.
It's a busy evening.
Think about that in the context of the question you asked, what do we do? Because you're right. It was a busy evening, wasn't it? They must have just ran out of time for number 12, but number 12 succumbed. Why was the push for that guilty verdict made? And it was made for every reason that Bongino was talking about. And that you and I have been talking about this entire show. But the bottom line is, if they, meaning the deep state, have that ability to reach out and touch someone, basically.
An entire jury.
Okay. Now what do we do? Knowing that can happen.
It kind of pushes you away from using the legal system, doesn't it?
Well.
What message is this telling us, class? What do we tell our children? You'll be treated fairly in court. Every pen is equal justice under the law. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So it goes back to what they're trying to do to SCOTUS, the left, what's this tax case that Bongino referenced coming up that could throw Obama under the bus and require absolutely require Biden's action. They painted Biden into a corner. So all of this combined is changing the landscape of what we're doing.
SCOTUS has got to come back with something that, you know, is history worthy. Something. They've got to come back with such a harsh reprimand of the judge, the entire prosecution case, bringing in a prosecutor from another jurisdiction, you know, like a gun for hire. I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Well,
and okay. If they can do that to Trump, Doug, you and I are screwed.
Well, that's a given. We're all screwed.
I know, but I mean, it's pretty bad when you see it coming. Getting screwed and not really seeing it coming is one thing, but knowing you're going into a situation screwed, that's why I've been surprised on all these J6 warrants and all that everybody's went peacefully. I'm amazed.
Which brings me, and again,
I'm amazed, my friend.
I love this because this kind of wraps up all of that we've been talking about. Julie Kelly, if you want to toss up her Twitter account or X account, if you don't mind, Eric the Tech, Julie Kelly talks about this because, and you set the stage for this, okay? In her posting of, let me see here, earlier today, this is below images or a picture of a post by the Mike Howell Oversight Project thing. If you scroll down to, in this matter 2 hours ago, as we wait to see if SCOTUS announces the Fisher ruling today, which is the USC 1512C2, let's take a walk down memory lane. The first D.C. judge to uphold DOJ's novel use of this obstruction of proceedings, by the way, is what that 1512C2 is, refused to dismiss the court, the count. In J6 today was a Trump appointee, Dabney Friedrich. No one should, not only should she be nowhere near, writes Julie Kelly, a federal bench, but she should have recused from any 1512C2 matter. Why? Her husband, Matthew, is a top DOJ official and on the Enron task force, along with Andrew Weissman, who you saw, folks, earlier played by, or played, Bongino played that, Lisa Monaco, heavy into Spygate, and Catherine Rumler. This is all incestuous DOJ garbage. And if folks understand, SCOTUS can overturn this, and if that happens, it's going to impact almost every J6 political prisoner as well.
Pray for it, people.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you haven't prayed for anything, pray for this.
That's so important, folks.
Man, thinking about being able to stick it in the devil's back and twist the blade. Think about it. Oh, man. So, man, we need a victory. We need a victory, ladies and gentlemen.
We need a series of them, you know?
Yeah, but I'll start with this one right here. And if this happens, I'll be, oh, Lord, we can find ourselves on the right path suddenly. The ones out there that don't want any violence or anything like that, which I think is going to come no matter what, this is your time. Pray. Put it on God. Let God's hand reach down and intercede here. Take yourself out of the equation. We just gave you a working method here. Pray. Pray like you never prayed before. This little thing here is huge.
Amen to that. And one last thing in the 8 minutes we have, 7 minutes we have left remaining. This brings, there's a lot of people pinning their hopes on a Trump victory in 2024, November, and then 2025 takeover. The talk now, and this is up to the minute, the talk now is we're going to see on the left an open convention in order to remove Biden from the, it won't be 25th Amendment, it'll be simply put, an open convention where they'll select a nominee.
Knock him right out of slot to begin with. I don't see Biden as being the, nobody's going to buy the same story twice. Period. We shouldn't have bought it the first time. I mean, this Biden didn't win the last election. I hope you know that. Okay, this has been a game. The thing is, they know going into another election. This is why I'm concerned about there not being another election, is they know that we know how they did it. And I guarantee if it actually makes it to the election, election day, election night, they're not going to get away with it, because the first time one of these conservatives sees something suspicious, he's probably going to end up in jail as he goes bananas there in that building. I'm praying for a difference. Folks, we got to do something here. This is closing in on us fast. And I've just never felt so, I feel really helpless, but at the same time, I know what needs to be done. I just, who's going to do it? Oh, man. I don't sleep anymore. I have to tell you people, that's why I look so ragged all the time. I'm not sleeping well. This is really, I pray. I know, you know what I pray for, Doug? I pray for guidance. I pray for guys. Well, today we have something that we can pray for that's actually is a like a physical object almost. You know what I'm saying? A phenomenon, a particular thing where normally we almost have to throw out an all-encompassing prayer. Heavenly Father, please. And the Serenity Prayer. I mean, you look at the words of the Serenity Prayer. If that doesn't describe this situation, I don't know of a prayer that does. You know, I was simply pleading with the Lord every day. Heavenly Father, please let me know what to do. I will do whatever you ask of me. And that's my prayer every day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm wide open, man. I'm wide open.
I think you speak for everyone.
I know, and I know the people, I can feel your pain out there too. But listen, the main thing is we got to stick together, okay? It's important that Hagman PI stays on the air, okay? We've had a lot of financial issues, things like that. It's a little crazy. Okay, we use any help that folks want to give us, all right? Because as long as it's possible, we're going to be here and keeping you up to date. Nowhere in the whole talk show circuit has anybody gone into great detail of what we talked about today. I hope we've explained it to where it's just crystal clear. I really hope that we were able to do that for you today.
At least show why. And I don't mean to take your time, but at least show why.
Yep.
The judicial parity between Hunter Biden and even Joseph Robinette Biden, if that ever mm-hmm. comes to it, or the entire Biden crime family and Donald Trump, they're so far apart from one another. Folks, please.
Not apples to apples. What they're claiming is not apples to apples. Okay. In fact, it's apples to rotten fruit.
That's a great metaphor. And I would ask everyone listening, please read. It's only 750 words. Please read my column today.
Absolutely.
PI. And you know what? For extra credit, put it on your social media account as well, because I think that does a little bit in terms of advancing the true story behind the lawfare and the lack of parity between the cases.
It's very well written, and it won't take you long to read it. And Doug is really good about putting it layman's terms. He's really good about that.
I tried.
So it's an easy read. It makes good sense. Ladies and gentlemen, get it out there. You know, I plead with our 10 followers. Please. I always make that joke. So smooth. I got at least 10 people we can send it to. But just stop by and read this, okay? It's easy to find. You'll love how Doug does this. And while you're doing that, what would make this go even better is if you were drinking some Hagman coffee. Hagman coffee. I know I push it a lot. Please, there's a reason, okay? It helps the children, and it also helps pay some bills around here.
The currency of the globalists are the children. We need to fight against that.
Oh, man, they are. It is our job. God has ordained us to protect his children. And if you can't get out there and do the investigative work Doug does, then you got to make sure Doug's out there. And the way you do that is you keep him funded.
Amen. And thank you.
And I mean that. Okay. And the folks that are funding us, God bless you. I love you guys. And the people that are doing certain things for us, I get email reports every day on specific subjects. I'll just say, Steph, thank you. That girl is really, she is right as rain. Okay. Steph, thank you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, kid.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
But we got a lot of people out there that do different things like that and keep us in the loop, that also make sure that we don't miss something out there.
And they think it's important. A lot to miss, by the way.
You got it. It's a big world. We're playing on a gigantic basketball court. It's huge.
And it seems like, doesn't it seem like to you in the remaining 60 seconds, I feel very light, like you don't sleep. I feel very like there's an imminency to everything right now. Doesn't that feel that way?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's why I drink copious amounts of my own coffee. All right. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com, if you want to just send him a note. And
this has been a wonderful Thursday. I'm looking forward to a Father's Day, right?
Well, yeah,
I think I'm on here tomorrow. So
come back with me. Come back with me tomorrow.
Okay,
let's do this again because we'll wrap everything up.
Beautiful. That sounds like a plan, my friend.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.